Imagine standing on a trampoline. Place a bowling ball in the center and watch it create a depression. Now roll a marble near the ball. It follows a curved path, not because the bowling ball attracts it, but because the surface itself is curved. This simple visualization captures the revolutionary essence of Einstein's theory of relativity. What we experience as gravity isn't a mysterious force acting across empty space, but the curvature of space-time itself. This elegant reconceptualization transformed our understanding of the universe more profoundly than perhaps any scientific theory before or since. Unlike Newton's mechanical universe of absolute space and time, Einstein revealed a cosmos where space and time are flexible, interconnected aspects of a single fabric that bends, stretches, and warps in response to mass and energy. Time doesn't tick at the same rate for everyone? This counterintuitive fact lies at the heart of special relativity. Imagine twins, one who stays on Earth while the other travels on a spacecraft at near light speed. When the traveling twin returns, she would be younger than her Earthbound sibling. This twin paradox isn't science fiction, but a proven reality. GPS satellites must constantly adjust for this effect, as time passes slightly faster in orbit than on Earth's surface. Without these relativistic corrections, navigation systems would accumulate errors of about 10 kilometers per day. The relativity of time emerges from a simple yet profound insight. The speed of light is constant for all observers, regardless of their motion. This seemingly innocuous fact forces us to abandon our intuitive notions of absolute time. Two events that appear simultaneous to one observer may occur at different times for another. Time stretches and contracts depending on relative motion, becoming just another dimension in the four-dimensional tapestry of space-time. Nothing can travel faster than light, about 300,000 kilometers per second. This isn't merely a technological limitation, but a fundamental law woven into reality's fabric. As objects accelerate toward light speed, their mass increases dramatically, requiring ever more energy for further acceleration. To reach light speed itself would require infinite energy, a physical impossibility that establishes an absolute cosmic speed limit. This limitation shapes our universe in profound ways. It preserves causality, ensuring effects never precede their causes. It also means interstellar travel faces daunting challenges. Even our nearest stellar neighbor lies 4.2 light years away, making a round trip at 99% light speed take over 8 years from Earth's perspective. Yet this same principle gives rise to one of relativity's most famous equations, E equals mc squared. This elegant formula reveals that mass itself represents enormous stored energy, with even tiny amounts of matter containing the energy equivalent of thousands of tons of TNT, the principle that powers everything from stars to nuclear reactors. Perhaps relativity's most elegant aspect is how it unifies space and time into a single four-dimensional continuum called space-time. This isn't just a mathematical convenience, but a profound insight into reality's structure. As mathematician Hermann Minkowski declared, "Space by itself and time by itself are doomed to fade away into mere shadows." In this framework, we don't simply exist in three-dimensional space that changes over time. We exist in four-dimensional space-time. Your complete history forms a world line through this continuum. Different observers, moving relative to each other, slice this four-dimensional reality at different angles, seeing different mixtures of space and time while the underlying reality remains invariant. It's as if we're all reading the same novel, but some are further along than others, with no correct page representing the universal now. This perspective shift challenges our intuitive understanding of reality. The separation between past, present, and future becomes partly a matter of perspective. As Einstein noted in a letter of condolence, For us believing physicists, the distinction between past, present, and future is only a stubbornly persistent illusion. Matter tells space-time how to curve, and curved space-time tells matter how to move. This elegant formulation by physicist John Wheeler captures general relativity's essence. Gravity isn't a traditional force, but the manifestation of space-time's curvature. Massive objects create depressions in this four-dimensional fabric, and other objects simply follow the natural contours of this warped geometry. This explains why all objects fall at the same rate regardless of mass. They're not being pulled, but following the shortest paths through curved space-time. Light bends near massive objects because it follows these curved contours. This prediction provided one of relativity's first dramatic confirmations during a 1919 solar eclipse, when starlight was observed bending around the sun exactly as Einstein calculated. The headlines announcing this verification transformed Einstein from an obscure physicist into a global celebrity overnight. The mathematics describing this curvature required Einstein to embrace non-Euclidean geometry, where parallel lines can converge and triangles' angles exceed 180 degrees. His field equations, 10 coupled differential equations of remarkable complexity, precisely describe how matter curves space-time and how this curvature determines motion. Relativity predicted phenomena that once seemed like science fiction, but are now confirmed reality. Black holes, regions where space-time curves so extremely that nothing escapes, were initially considered mathematical curiosities. Today, we've directly imaged the supermassive black hole at M87's center, observed gravitational waves from their collisions, and identified thousands through their effects on surrounding matter. The theory also established modern cosmology's foundation. Einstein's equations suggested an expanding or contracting universe, a prediction he initially rejected by introducing a cosmological constant for a static universe. When Hubble discovered receding galaxies, Einstein called this adjustment his greatest blunder. Ironically, modern observations suggest a form of this constant may exist as dark energy, driving the universe's accelerating expansion. Relativity enabled understanding the universe's origin in the Big Bang. Tracing expansion backward reveals a point of infinite density and temperature, the beginning of space and time. The theory explains cosmic evolution from moments after this beginning until today, including galaxy formation, cosmic microwave background radiation, and the abundance of elements created in the universe's first moments. Over a century later, Einstein's theory passes every experimental test with remarkable precision, from Mercury's orbital precession to LIGO's gravitational wave detections. Yet, we know the theory isn't complete. At extremely small scales or high energies, quantum effects become important, and general relativity doesn't incorporate quantum mechanics. The quest for quantum gravity remains one of physics's greatest challenges. Einstein's vision transformed not just our understanding of gravity, but our conception of reality itself. Space and time, concepts so fundamental we rarely question them, revealed themselves as dynamic, interconnected aspects of a single cosmic fabric. The universe proved stranger and more beautiful than imagined, governed by elegant mathematical principles that inspire wonder. Einstein demonstrated the power of human creativity and reason to penetrate nature's mysteries, showing that even our most basic assumptions about reality can be transcended through the courage to think differently.